You are listening to the ICW Safety Sound Off audio series.
Welcome. My name is Rob Nisus. I'm the Senior Risk Management Consultant with ICW Group in Los Angeles.
And I'm Lisa Barlow, a Senior Risk Management Consultant out of the Los Angeles metro area.
I'm invited Lisa today to talk a little bit about training. One of the things that we find frequently that our clients are interested in is how do we do better trainings? So Lisa, what kind of ideas do you have?
One thing to be aware of is that training is not a sole solution to any safety problem. Training is certainly a part of it because people need to know what it is you need them to do. But when you are going to do training, you want to make it as effective as possible.
So what are a couple of techniques maybe you can do that? I know I've heard about the KISS principle, keep it simple and safe.
Yes. So keep it simple is certainly a good principle. You don't want to bog down the training with too much detail, and you want to make sure that it's appropriate to the audience that you have. Sometimes there are education levels that need to be considered, as well as literacy. So if you're going to do training that has a lot of words on it, it might not be good to do that type of training with an audience that may not be able to read very well.
So you're suggesting people can understand words?
In some situations.
Exactly. I know what you're saying, and you're saying big words. You know, sometimes we like to impress ourselves a little bit with the large terminology, particularly those of us in the safety industry have a bad habit of using either acronyms or large words that don't necessarily translate to the common folk, shall we say.
Correct. So if we go out and we're talking about slippery surfaces, we want to stay away from the word coefficient of friction, even though it is certainly accurate, but may not be as well comprehended by our audience.
No, good point. So Lisa, I think a lot of our listeners use PowerPoints on a regular basis. Can you give us maybe some tips on that? Because I know there's some things that we can do to make our PowerPoints better.
Yes, one thing is to not depend too much on the actual words on the screen. If you are reading to your audience, you're not going to engage them. So you want to make sure to limit the amount of words that are on a slide and just use it as a guide. So it's a guide to make sure that you cover the information that you need to cover, but you want to make sure to maintain eye contact with the audience and engage them.
You know, I've seen people do bullet points, which I think is a great idea, but I think there's also a limit on how many bullet points you think is a good idea. What would you suggest?
Yeah, I would say no more than six to a slide, and that's kind of pushing it. Mm-hmm. And again, it's the training needs to be engaging. And you're not going to engage people as much with words on a screen.
Great. What about photos or pictures or videos? Any thoughts on that?
Yes. So the more senses you can involve, the better. So if you're using visual, if you're using audio, tactile, people have different learning styles. And the more senses you use, the more likely you're going to hit somebody's learning style. So if you can incorporate them actually doing something, that's going to really engage them.
Great advice. I think it's important to recognize that in the group, you're always going to have different people who learn in different ways. And I think the advice you're given is great. What other things would you talk about PowerPoints? Anything about slides, moving, that kind of stuff?
Yes, you want to try to limit distractions. PowerPoint gives you the capability to put a lot of fun animations. But if you go overboard, it can be a distraction, especially if you're adding a bunch of sound to your presentation.
Oh, yeah. I can see how that can be distracting.
Yes. And it's good to practice as well, because you may want to hide some information while you ask a question, and you want to make sure that the information will appear on the click of a mouse. So you want to prepare and have that stuff planned out in advance.
That's great. You know, I think it's funny. I think most of our listeners would find it interesting that when we do our webinars, we practice it at least two or three times before we actually do it live, even though we know the material very, very well.
Yes. So one thing is knowing the material. The other thing is delivery. And many times somebody who's very confident at their job may not be the best person to teach other people how to do their job, because they're going to take many things for granted and assume that the new person knows what they're talking about.
You know, that's interesting. I find frequently in businesses that we will promote the best person in the job thinking they can supervise others, when in fact that may not be their skill level. This doing the job may be the actual skill.
Absolutely. And that's something we see all the time with the different insureds we deal with across many different industries.
Well, Lisa, you know, I think we've been have some great information here, and I think they'll help our listeners to do better training. So any other advice maybe you'd want to talk about?
In order to establish a solid safety culture, not only do you need to tell people what they should be doing, but you need to reinforce what you're training them on. Otherwise, there's no value to what you're doing other than just a piece of paper to show OSHA. So as a company, training costs money, and you want to make sure to get the most value out of it possible.
Right. I think also it's important to indicate that training is not your safety program. It's just one factor, and it really honestly doesn't do a lot to prevent accidents in some situations. Obviously, we need to train people like on-the-job training. We're talking about PowerPoint presentations, that type of thing. But I think it's really important for people to understand that if you're just going out and doing a token safety training, you're not really going to get a lot of value out of it. It's just a checkbox.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you, Lisa. Appreciate your time today.
Join us next time on our next Safety Sound Off audio series as we enhance our lives, protect our health, and help each other create a culture of safety.